everybody. This is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And this is our yearly podcast.
It used to be semi-annual, but apparently that was too intense for us.
So we had to cut back to a more manageable schedule of once every 12 to 14 months.
To once a year. It almost makes that $14.99 I shelled out on this microphone not worth it.
I know. Well, you know, every month when I pay that hosting fee to Libsyn for the podcast, I always think, I wonder what else I could do with this $10.
Probably something. Well, that's a lot of Sonic.
Oh, it is. It is. So anyway, why did we decide to do one of these today? I'm unclear.
Well, part of the reason was because you took pity on me because I told you I'm experiencing some writer's block combined with a really boring life.
Yes.
And that last night I tried to do a list of 25 things on my blog and started talking about stuff like I have to measure the picture above my fireplace.
Yes. So I felt like really us talking about nothing would be better than you writing about nothing.
I was totally entertaining. Mm-hmm. And then I think we were inspired by the launch of Jessica Simpson's new perfume, Fancy Nights.
Listen, I can't get over it. Like, that's, you know how I was talking about the mascara stuff yesterday? That's a meeting I want to be in. Like,
yeah.
When they're trying to come up with a name. And somebody in that meeting kept going back to the word fancy. Like, somebody kept saying, I think we need to use fancy in there somehow.
I think that's somebody who might need to be fired. But I have a feeling it might be her daddy.
But I mean, and then with the nights, I mean, like fancy nights. I mean, what is that?
I don't know. Because fancy nights, here's the thing. If I were going to market a perfume, I think you'd either want it to sound kind of maybe like alluring.
Mysterious.
You might want it to have some kind, yeah, or some mysterious. Or maybe you do innocent, like Love's Baby Fresh or Baby Soft or whatever.
Or Lovely. Sarah Jessica Parker's perfume is called
Exactly.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Opium, which was one that I really liked in high school.
Again, not innocent, but maybe it's a little mysterious.
Yes, Poison, another one I liked in high school.
Yes.
Which I think gives a lot of insight to my 16-year-old self.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But Fancy Nights, I mean, that doesn't even sound like... I mean, because I'm telling you, if Perry walked in and I said, hey, tonight we're going to have a fancy night, I mean, he would just perceive that as I was going to get out our good china. I mean, you know, like.
Well, maybe that's what it's for. Maybe it's the perfume that you wear when you host a small dinner party. I don't know.
Maybe.
But, you know, I think even like Safari, I mean, that appeals to sort of your sense of adventure.
Yeah.
But fancy nights, I mean, honestly,
fancy
that
nights.
Sounds like if Loretta Lynn had a perfume. And heaven knows, if Loretta Lynn had a perfume, I'd probably buy it. But still, I mean, like, fancy nights. I mean, and that's
fancy,
how I'm always going to say it in my head, fancy nights.
It's going to be a fancy night. Well, and let's be honest, anybody our age, you can't hear fancy without thinking of Reba McEntire
either.
I know.
So
I don't understand.
So again, it's like, fancy nights. Uh-huh. That sounds special.
Maybe you spray it on and you think, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
I think the picture of her in the ad is beautiful. I think
it's
she's
beautiful.
A beautiful girl.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
why not call it Jessica? Call it Simpson. Call it Jessica Simpson, like her shoe line.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know why you want to break out, break away from your branding and go suddenly, like, you're going to be associated Jessica Simpson's Fancy Nights.
Fancy Nights.
It sounds like a dinner review. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Maybe she's trying to go. Remember when Liz Taylor had like about 16 different perfumes? Does
White
she still
diamonds.
Have them? Remember White Diamond?
Mm-hmm.
They all had something. They
White
were all
diamonds.
A jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Green Emerald. I don't know if that was one. But they all had like, maybe she thought she was going to do that. Maybe we'll have fancy nights and something about days. Maybe the next one will be something about, you know, casual days.
Casual
I don't
days,
know.
Fancy
mm-hmm.
nights.
I
or maybe
know.
We'll run the gamut. Maybe we'll have a movie night, or we'll have a dinner night. I don't know.
Dinner nights. I don't know. I think dinner nights would have been better than fancy nights.
Fancy nights. I think it sets up a bad expectation, probably with the market that you weren't after to begin with. But
mm-hmm.
anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
It made
now,
my
have
whole
you watched? Well, I know. It was good. Have you watched her show
I have
on
not
VH1?
No, I have not watched her show, but I've had several people tell me that they thought it was really good.
I've started watching it. It is, you know what? It's fascinating. It is The Price of Beauty. she doesn't talk about fancy nights, but they go to all these different cultures and they look at what women consider beautiful there.
Well, okay, so what, see, she could have played off that with her perfume name, but
something beauty.
Yeah,
I don't know. Not beautiful, because that's already been done, but something.
Fancy beauty. I don't know. Just fancy
I don't know.
Nights. Fancy
you had nights. To. Well, and you got to think that Ken, isn't her hairdresser? I bet he didn't approve of that name.
No. I just, that's one of those things, like I used, you know how, I think I've said this before, like I've always wanted the job where people send me whatever single they were thinking about releasing and let me say yes or no.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just think that would, you just ask five people. I think if you ask five people outside of that company that marketed that perfume, you get five resounding no's on the name. Like,
Yeah, without question, everybody would have said bad call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't do their market research.
Fancy nights. See, I can't quit saying, I'm going to say it all day long. Fancy nights.
I'm going to put on my fancy nights and go out. I'm going to get out my china.
And I'm going to have a fancy night.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing
mm-hmm.
my fancy nights. Anyway, okay, I'm gonna stop now. I'm sorry.
I know,
I feel like
and
Travis,
it made it.
I can't stop it.
I know, and Travis, the Right Reverend Cottrell.
I know, bless him, brother Travis, Pastor Cottrell.
I know. Do you think secretly he wishes he was doing this with us instead of being ordained right now?
I mean, they're equally. I think is important in the scheme of his ministry.
I did think, though, and this I don't mean this in a morbid way, but I did think now that he's ordained, that's really convenient, because I've always thought I would like for him to sing at my funeral, but now I had visions. He could, and he could sit behind. I have visions of a baby grand piano, and he could just sit behind it with a mic and kind of do the service and then sing a little bit, too.
We'll see, it all worked out.
Perry wouldn't have to spend the money to hire a singer and a preacher.
No, it's one-stop shopping at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
a good call. I have not thought about that, but
I just thought about it today.
Well, I think I told y'all one time that when I went, I can't remember where I was going, and I left our life insurance. When we were going to California for a wedding. It was the first time that we had both flown, like, together, I think, since Alex was born. And I left our life insurance policy, like, in a certain place with the instructions about my funeral. Just should anything happen.
Just in case. That was good, though.
Not that
but
I'm
good
a
to be prepared.
Freak.
Listen, Mimi and Bob just got back from Italy, and they left me such an extensive list of everything I would ever need to know in case. I mean, I really thought, is something supposed to happen in Italy that they know about that I don't? Because it was more information. I wasn't even comfortable with the amount of information they gave me before they left.
It was the ash cloud.
It was the volcanic ash. So I don't know, but it was a lot of information. I was like, I don't know. It kind of freaked me out,
and
to be honest.
On the other hand, I know you know this, that Daddy went to Germany for 10 days with a cousin, and we didn't even know where he was. I mean, he just pretty much said, I'm leaving on this day, and I'll be back on this day. We got a few emails in between, but they didn't even plan out where they were going to stay. They just went from town to town. And then and the last place they were, I think, was Frankfurt, and they couldn't find a place to stay. Except for one place that Daddy said was $180 a night, and so they just came home a day early.
Oh, well, there you have it.
Hold on, we have our first interruption. What, bud?
Have this book.
Okay.
Book.
Oh, perfect. Okay, thanks. All righty, we got to. Oh, I guess. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
No, sorry. Okay, we're going back outside now.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. Now, did your daddy say anything about the German airport? Because my parents, they had to fly back home through Munich, and they both made a note of how lovely the airports are in Germany as opposed to America or anywhere else.
No, he did not, but I will ask him.
They said it was very soothing and peaceful, and, like, instead of all that screeching over the intercom, they would be like, bong.
Now,
like,
I will say.
652 is leaving from, you know. They said it was very peaceful.
We had that big layover. We had two layovers in Belgium on the Uganda trip. And I noticed there, like, their airports are very, it was a bit, the airport we were in was very minimalist. It was like, you know, the little gates were just sort of tucked away. And it was the same thing. You got the bong sound. You didn't get, like, the just the screeching intercom thing. And you certainly didn't have the people accosting you as you walked through the terminal trying to get you to sign up for a credit card. You know, that drives me crazy. If I have paid money to fly on your airplane, on your airline, not one of your airplanes on your airline, then please do not accost me when I walk through trying to get me to sign up for a credit card.
I agree. U.S. Air. I'll just go ahead and out them. That's who it is.
And the Charlotte airport, was it U.S. Air? Or yeah, it is U.S. Air in the Charlotte airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're terrible because when we went to New York, I stopped. My layover was in Charlotte. And there, I was like, I forget the Charlotte airport because everything else about it's lovely. They have those rocking chairs
it's
real light and bright.
That guy in the atrium who plays the piano, it's delightful.
Mm-hmm. And they have a store. This time I went in where they sell jewelry and shoes for $10. Everything in the store is
$10. No, I did not know
that. I didn't buy anything.
Okay.
But maybe I could have gotten myself a credit card, though, and earned some miles and bought a lot of $10.
Well, because here's what they do. In that airport, what they do is they'll say, can you come here for just a second so we can ask you something? And you think, well, it's an employee at the airline. This might be a very important matter. And then you get over there, and then they say, would you like to sign up for a credit card? Da, 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 da. It makes me angry.
Yeah, I agree. It's a bait and switch.
Okay, well, we may have to have a crusade against that or something.
I know. Well, now, I saw an article today that made me think your husband may want to look at, and it's on MSN. It's one of their headline articles today, and it's the top 10 worst customer service companies.
Oh, okay. So just to bring everybody up to speed, I have a husband who was on a mission, really, a single-handed mission to eradicate poor customer service.
And
will go to whatever lengths he has to ensure that justice is served in the areas of customer service.
I appreciate it.
Okay, so what was the thing? What was the article?
Well, it just had – it listed the top 10 best customer – the best and worst in customer service.
Okay.
The top 10 worst, which you will not be shocked to know that Dish Network was number 5 on the worst list.
Mm.
It was a lot of banks. Bank of America was number 2.
Was Charter
Capital
on there?
One.
Was Charter Communications?
No, Charter – what Time Warner Cable was on there.
Okay.
Sprint was on there.
Mm. Was T-Mobile one of the best? Because T-Mobile has really good customer service.
No, but the best were like people you wouldn't think. Nordstrom was one of them. I mean, not that I wouldn't think Nordstrom had good customer service,
right.
But you just think UPS, FedEx.
Mm.
But, I mean, that's, you know what, though? I'm going to say that UPS and FedEx have an advantage because they're compared to the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. Yeah. They're sort of at an advantage before you ever pick up the phone.
I mean, that's like saying my mom's cooking is better than McDonald's.
Right,
I mean, it's
yeah.
not – the bar hadn't been set very high.
Right, right. Who was the best? Do you remember?
Hold on. Let me tell you. Let me see if I can remember. Southwest Airlines was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Apple.
Oh, yeah, Apple does have good customer service.
Uh-huh. Amazon. Amazon was number one.
Okay.
But I'll tell you that right now I have a bone to pick with Amazon. And I haven't talked about this, and I haven't done anything about it, but I think I'm going to after
this.
Well,
you need to know this is a safe place.
Well, I feel like it's a safe place.
Okay.
I ordered Kelly Corrigan's new book, Lift, because you know I love Kelly Corrigan.
Right.
I ordered her new book back at the end of March off of Amazon because their prices are so much better than if you go up to Barnes & Noble.
Sure.
And I ordered it, and it still hasn't shown up. But it shows that it shipped. It shows, like, everything, but it never actually showed up at my house.
Well, have you told them?
No, I haven't called them. And I don't, it's kind of one.
So you haven't alerted them to the problem, but they haven't
No. Well, but I just kind of kept thinking that it would. I thought maybe it got, because you think it's just a book. I thought maybe it got stuck in the back of somebody's truck.
Well, and it may have, I mean, I bet they mailed it. So, I mean, the post office could have delivered it to the wrong place, and that person could have thought, well, look, delightful. I have a free book.
I know, a free book. So anyway, I've got to figure that out. I need to call about it. I have a list of things I need to call about right now, but I just haven't done it.
Well, and Amazon's at an advantage, too, with the customer service thing, because a lot of people you don't have to call them on the phone all the time.
Yeah,
so they're handling everything, through email or
by email.
Chat or whatever. So you don't have to get so irate with them as you do
That's
on the
true.
Phone.
But I need to do that because I want to get that book because it'd be nice for me to have it for my trip that I'm about to take.
Yes, we're about to take a trip.
Uh-huh, we're going to the beach.
Going to the beach with the children.
Uh-huh. Pretty exciting.
Well, I have on my to-do, because, last week I made a huge to-do list of, everything that I just felt like I had a lot of things that were undone that I needed to cross off. And one of the things that I put on my to-do list was to plan our beach menu. Are you there?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. Perry just came in from working, and he was writing me a note. He appreciated the podcast, and so I was looking to see. But my note, I'll just tell y'all because I know now you're dying of curiosity, is to move my car over in 1 hour. So, listen.
The why is not important.
It's 3:57 now, so that means at 5 o'clock I need to move my car over.
Okay. Do you need to set an alarm?
No, I think I'll be okay, because I think we're going to leave to go somewhere in a minute. Oh, hold on.
I do
have an interruption. Yeah, hold on. Caroline wants to say hi real quick.
Perfect.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, Caroline. What's going on?
Nothing.
Are you excited about our beach trip?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Are you going to get in the ocean?
What?
Are you going to get in the ocean?
Yes.
You are?
What are you most excited about?
Oh, wait.
About?
Hold on. Alex is here. Hold on. Yes, buddy. It's okay. Caroline. Do you want to talk to her? Okay, hold on.
Come here.
Hold on. Just a second.
Hey, Chad. Hey, Caroline.
Hi.
Are you waiting for our beach trip?
Yes, I'm so excited about it.
I know. I just can't wait.
I can't either. I can't wait. I can't wait to go in that water.
Yeah, and there's a rooftop over the pool.
Cool.
Okay, I'll see you there.
See you there.
Well, okay, and I gotta play with my friend, okay?
Uh-uh, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
I did.
Well,
okay.
Miss Caroline and Caroline came in. Okay. Right, they're at their house. Are you going back outside? Okay, thanks. Okay.
Okay. All right, now that we've talked about that. Okay, so tell me, okay, so you've been thinking about our menu? Because that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah, I've been thinking, said like I had on my list to, hey, buddy? Okay. He was trying to get the dog all riled up.
Okay.
hold on, the door's fixing to slam.
Okay.
I'm just bracing for it. Okay.
There you go.
I just felt like, you know, I could kind of just think in terms of what could I buy ahead of time? Because, you know, it's much fun, the part about the planning for the trip for me is as much fun as the actual trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because I think the food, because I've been thinking about, because the thing that I love about you and I is that we share a love of the appetizer.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we don't really have to have any kind of main course involved.
No. Now, I did think, since it looks like now that the oil is not going to go up in that area,
mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, we could get shrimp one night. We could get some boiled shrimp. But then.
That'd be good.
Do you like those?
Yeah, I do like boiled shrimp.
Well,
Caroline loves boiled shrimp.
I say that, and I seem to remember last April in New Orleans, you and I took down some barbecue shrimp. Took them down.
Well, they were covered in butter.
Golly.
They were delicious.
So anyway, I thought we could do shrimp one night.
Uh-huh.
And
that'd be perfect.
And then, but we've got to figure out our appetizers and all that kind of stuff. Because I'm gonna try to get as much as I can before y'all fly in, before we drive.
Okay. Well, because we're going to need, like, pico and guacamole for sure.
Yes. And something with cream cheese. I don't know what. It doesn't matter. Oh, that olive bread.
Oh, olive
the
bread.
The olive bread.
Definitely.
And
yes.
Alex won't eat that. He won't have anything to do with that.
Caroline might, but not a lot. It's not her favorite. She does like olives, but.
She does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she likes olives. But, you know, she likes just about everything.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat a lot of anything, but she likes the taste of a lot of
but
different
stuff.
But
the two teaspoons that she has, she's not picky about.
Exactly. She's not picky. She will eat that one piece of a California roll and love it.
Alex isn't picky about much, but olives are not so much.
Okay. She'll eat olives from the jar. That's
okay.
Like a snack around here.
Okay.
So it's her Italian ancestry.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we could do shrimp one night, and then we can do appetizers, the pico, the guacamole.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we can make jalapeno poppers.
Oh, for sure. Definitely.
Okay.
And then, I have a really good, of course, it probably wouldn't travel very well, but I like that cream cheese. It's kind of like that. I think you have one like it where you put like it's not the raspberry chipotle stuff, but the, you know, just the gel,
yeah.
The jelly stuff kind of over the cream cheese. I have a really good one that they'd sell here at HEB. But
what
I guess it probably wouldn't.
I wonder if we have it at the Whole Foods or Fresh Market.
Oh, I can't think. It's called Jim something. I'm going to have to look at it. It's Jim somebody. He's out of Dallas.
Jim somebody makes some jelly. Is that right?
He makes some kind of, yeah. He makes some kind of, it's called like ancho chili relish or something like that. Severson, Jim Severson maybe? I don't know. He might be the host of the new Wild Kingdom. I don't know. I'm struggling. I can't remember.
Yeah, baby.
I can't. Yeah, because now I just Googled Jim Severson, and apparently he's like an accountant. He's a CPA located in Western Wisconsin.
Who makes homemade relishes and jellies on the side.
On the side. Oh, I cannot remember his name. That's going to drive me crazy. And if I weren't attached to this microphone or my headphones, I could just go look in my cabinet because I have a jar of it.
Well, if it'll make you feel better, go look.
Huh?
Make, okay, if it'll make you feel better, go look.
Okay, I'm going to, 2 seconds. It's going to take me 2 seconds. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I was right. It is. It's Jim Severson.
Okay.
Jim Sevy, quote, in Sevy Severson.
Okay. I'll look and see if we have it here. But if not, I can always pick something, some kind of Chipotle something, raspberry something up.
Yeah, because I like that with crackers and stuff. That's always good.
So basically, we're going to go down there with a lot of relishes and jellies, cream cheese, and some vegetables.
A lot of chips. Oh, and the stuff to make homemade salsa, but that's probably a given.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a given.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
And the children can eat turkey and pretzels or something. That we don't have to worry about them.
Dino nuggets or what have you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
I know. I'm ready to be there. I'm ready for school to be out. I'm going to be honest. I feel like this time of year, everybody gets a little cranky, like we're all ready for school to be done.
Right.
And, you know, here we have to go back after Memorial Day.
You know, I don't understand that. I don't either. But, you know, my hometown, they're going, I don't know. I think they're going to about mid-July there. It seems like it just goes on and on. We're wrapping it up next week, and I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be, but I mean, there's no reason to continue. And I guess they get some, you know, they get some funds or something. But I mean, I would almost rather start 3 days earlier in August than have to go after Memorial Day.
Yeah, I think that's hard. When I was in Baton Rouge, we used to go after Memorial Day, and I always felt like we were the only people in the whole wide world who were still in school.
Well, because it's like we have that Monday off for Memorial Day, and then we go back to school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It just seems bizarre to me.
Hey, we've got people. I've got people coming in again. I'm just warning you. I don't know what they're going.
That's okay. It's fine.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What? Okay, sorry. So anyway, and I think Alex screamed in Caroline's ear a little bit ago, by the way, when they were talking about the beach.
She didn't listen. Loud noises. If she says that they bother her, she doesn't hold any. That doesn't hold any water.
I did think this morning when I was thinking about it, I thought we might have the beginnings of some kind of new, like, I don't know. I just was thinking, like, Justice and Justice. It sounds like a television show for our two justice-loving children. Or Justice
Squared.
They do love
the world. Hey, you can come get a snack. Come get something if you want something. Because Mama is attached to the microphone.
Mama is recording a podcast talking about fancy nights.
It's going to be a fancy night. Mm-hmm. I know. Now, speaking of fancy nights,
yes.
Are you gonna even take makeup to the beach when we go?
I don't know.
Do you wear makeup in the summer? How often do you wear makeup in the summer?
I'll do like mascara and lip gloss or something in the summer sometimes. Mm-hmm. If at the beginning of the summer, I might do a little blush, but like foundation and all that stuff, no ma'am.
Yeah, no.
I mean, sometimes I just need to, it just makes me feel better just to have on a little bit of mascara or something. But last week I bought this, you know, I'm obsessed with mascara right now. I bought some kind of like, I don't even know what brand it was, but it was I thought I'll get a waterproof mascara because, you know, we're about to be at the pool a lot and that way, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get that stuff off for love nor money. Like, I think it really took about 3 days for it to be totally gone. Like, I needed a blowtorch. But if I had used a blowtorch, my 7 eyelashes would have been done forever. So
they would have disappeared.
So I went back to the store, I guess on Monday, and I got one that was not waterproof. And it was just like a Maybelline. I think it's called, I don't know. All the names run together. But it was like Define a Lash or Lash Definition or something. And I like it.
Okay.
But it's not waterproof. So.
Okay. Now, see, I always wear waterproof mascara.
What kind do you use? You use the
the Lash Blast. The CoverGirl Lash Blast is what I'm using right now.
And
but,
I mean,
I don't buy them. Well, the brush is good.
Yeah, but mine dries out so fast. And I don't, maybe,
it does.
Yeah, or maybe I've gotten a bad batch. I don't know. But, like, the last two times I bought it, it's dried out really quickly. And so that's why I switched to something else.
Huh.
But I have not tried the waterproof Lash Blast. I've only used the regular.
Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I buy the waterproof. Because, I mean, I bet I've had the tube I've had longer than you're supposed to have a tube of mascara.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because don't they say, like, every 6 months? I don't know if I've had it 6 months. But I've had it a while because I don't wear it every day.
Mine was so dry this last. Maybe I'm not putting the cap on tight enough. But, like, this last time I thought, can I put water in there and try to loosen it up or something? But I just.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, okay. Or maybe, you know, maybe I'm buying it from, maybe the Walgreens doesn't sell it frequently and it's been sitting there a while. I don't know.
Maybe so. It's an old batch. Mm-hmm. Well, but I take mine off with, I use Vaseline to take off my eye makeup, just straight up Vaseline.
And I finally, like I have some Lancome eye makeup remover that, you know, Mama always gives me her free gifts. And so I always have an ongoing collection of that stuff. And that got, but it was just so, like, it was, I just felt like I had clumps all over my face from it. And so, anyway.
Yeah.
But maybe, maybe I'll try some waterproof Lash Blast.
Okay. Now, do you wear, what color mascara? Do you get black mascara?
Well, I,
you're
did,
fair.
I did in the waterproof, and I felt like I was trying to go for some kind of smoky eye. So,
okay.
I usually buy the brownish black.
Okay.
But I got all black right. in that other, whatever that waterproof thing was I just bought, just because I thought, well, you know, maybe it'll... You know, it'll look better, but it looked weird to me. It looked like and two, it was a volume mascara, and my eyelashes are so short. It was unpleasant. It looked very clumpy.
You need a lengthening mascara.
I need a lengthening mascara. And so that's what I got when I went back.
Okay.
But
I
don't like a lot of makeup in the summertime. I don't like a lot of makeup in the regular,
ever.
In any time, but especially in the summertime, it drives me crazy.
Yeah. That's kind of what, because I'll use that Neutrogena. I've got that moisturizer foundation, you know, or like tinted moisturizer. I'll use that some in the summer.
Yes, I do. Can you get it?
Okay. Hold on 1 second. I have to get some easy cheese for Caroline.
Okay, by all means.
I'm just walking with the computer right now. I bought some easy cheese, you know, the squeeze cheese.
Yes, I
Caroline
do.
Had been
I have some fond memories of the easy cheese.
Oh, I used to love it. And so I'd introduced Caroline to it a while back, and I don't feel like I can buy it every time we go to the store, because it's probably not. Something tells me it's not that good for
you. You think?
Oh, listen, can you hear? That's my Sun Chips bag. Can you hear
okay,
it?
Okay, let's talk about the Sun Chips bag, because I've got some. Listen, last night I was getting some out, and David said, who else takes the Sun Chips bag? And I said, Melanie.
What? It's so obnoxiously loud.
It's so obnoxious loud. I'm like, even in the store, to put them in the cart, it's like you might as well just get on the loudspeaker and say, I am buying some Sun Chips back on aisle 9. Just everybody come watch.
Yeah. See, okay, that's good. I know. I mean, I debated this time. The only thing Sun Chips has going for it for me right now is how much I love the peppercorn ranch flavor.
Oh, and I like the garden salsa flavor. Have you had that one?
No, I haven't had
that
one.
It was delicious.
Okay, well, I may need to try that, but that bag, I'm telling you, I'm thinking, I mean, you can't tell me that in the whole scheme of things, that bag is really that much better for the environment.
Well, and you can't tell me that, I mean, like, because I came real close the other day, not to not buying Sun Chips, just because I didn't want to fill with that bag, and again, I don't know that that's what they were after when they developed that thing. It's a hindrance.
It is. It's way too loud. It's way too loud. Because you can't sneak chip.
No, everybody knows if you're grabbing a chip. But more than anything, it's just like, there's something about, it sounds like you're crumpling up foil, like really thin tinfoil or something. It's not that that has a sound, but it gives me the same sensation as that.
I know. I was moving the bag the other night in the cabinet, and Perry came in. He thought I was grinding his coffee beans for him, because he grinds coffee beans. He really did. And then he was so worried because he knows that I don't know how to grind coffee beans or how many you even grind every morning, because
right.
I don't drink coffee at home. And so he said, are you trying to make my coffee? Which then I felt bad because I thought, that would probably be sweet if I tried to make his coffee. But that's kind of one of those, once you learn how to do it, I'd be stuck with that job.
No, once you learn how to do it, there's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
I'd prefer.
Are you going to drink coffee at the beach, or are you just going to not?
I don't know. It depends. Probably not at the beach.
Okay.
I don't know. Because normally, like, once summer comes, I go to some kind of cold drink in the morning.
Right.
So lately, I've been trying to. I had this friend. She was actually my co-Bible study leader this time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's older. I mean, I don't mean she's old. She's older than me. But she said, because we were talking about how neither one of us are morning people. And she said that she had a friend a long time ago that told her, part of the problem is that your brain kind of becomes dehydrated as you sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I can't back this up with any science.
Listen.
But your brain loses water and fluid. And so people who are not morning people, what happens is a lot of times it's because your brain loses more water than people that are morning people.
Mm-hmm.
So like you have Perry and I. So Perry's brain stays more hydrated. And then my brain doesn't.
Right.
And so you can combat that by getting up and drinking like a big bottle of water first thing in the morning.
Okay.
It helps. I don't know that it really helps, because then I think, well, part of the problem is that I stay up until midnight and Perry goes to bed at 10.
Yeah, that's sort of our problem around here. is that one of us goes to bed at a reasonable hour, and then the other one of us, who is me, likes to stay up until dark o'clock.
I know. But you think I may need coffee at the beach, because the two of us will probably stay up till 2 in the morning.
I know.
And then we're going to have two people that are going to be ready to hit the beach earlier.
Sometime around 6:30 or 7.
As soon as daylight. We may have to bring some foil to cover the windows.
I can't remember what we did last time. It seems like I had a role. It may have been like 8:30 or 9, just in terms of don't ask me about the beach until then. Like, you know.
That's a good.
Let's just read or watch a show or something, but let's lay low until, you know, at least 8:30 or 9.
Well, you have to pace yourself, too, at the beach, because you can't get out there. I mean, you know, you can only spend a couple hours.
Well,
and
you've never been on the beach with the likes of me and my fair skin. But you want to talk about somebody who's got a routine to the whole thing, like who has to follow some procedures in order to remain safe and free of sun poisoning. I mean, I come just shy of carrying a stopwatch. I have to make sure that certain things happen at certain times.
Well, we could get you a big umbrella.
Yeah, well, and I feel certain that we'll probably I think we'll spring for renting the chairs and the umbrella so that I have a safe place. But there's got to be reapplication of sunscreen. I've got to stay hydrated. Got my big floppy hat.
It's a production. I do have a hat. I've got my hat. I'll have my sunscreen. Because the thing is like, as I get older, I don't like the sun like I used to. I could bake out in the sun, which not that was good for me. But, like, now the thought of, like, just laying there baking in the sun doesn't really appeal to me that much.
Well, I've always liked the sun, but the problem is that the sun has never liked me. So, anyway, it's better than it used to be. Because at least now I used to have that whole thing where I would think, maybe this year I'll be able to tan. And I've kind of let that go as I've gotten older. I don't carry that dream with me anymore. That takes a little bit of the pressure off.
But I think, you know, of course, I don't know. You probably got burned bad. I know for sure that one time you had that one incident.
They always say, like, if you had, you know, a couple of bad sunburns as a child. I can't even tell you how many I've had. I mean, like, I've had at least 10 bad sunburns. Man.
Like blisters? Like if you blistered? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I don't know that I've ever blistered. I don't know that I've ever sunburned to the point that I blistered.
Well.
But I'll tell you that here's my problem, though, is I spent all those summers as a lifeguard and all that, and because my skin did tan, I never wore anything at all. Oh. And so that's why now I have all these brown dots all over my face.
Okay, you know, you say that, but I have never seen these brown dots of which you speak.
Well,
like, you're always talking about your brown dots and your discoloring in your skin, and I have never seen evidence of this, ever.
It's because you haven't looked at it. I'll point them out to you when we're together.
Well, you make sure to pack your big high-resolution mirror so we can really get in there and...
It's because I look at myself with that magnifying mirror. It's not really, like, dark brown. Like, I've got one... Like, I'll show you. There's one that I for a while I thought it was a freckle, but it's, like, under one of my eyebrows.
And it's not
but,
a
like,
freckle?
But, like, below... No, it's not a freckle. Okay. It's, like, some kind of... It's gotten bigger as I've gotten older. It's, like, a brown spot.
Okay.
It's, like, an age spot under my eye.
Okay.
And then the summer after I had Caroline, I had that really bad... You know, that's when my lip that discoloration happened, and I looked like I had a full-on mustache.
Yes.
But it was all just my skin color.
Yes.
That was horrific. You talk about scrubbing something till it bled. I mean, I couldn't, and the worst part was nobody even told me. And then I saw those pictures of me from 4th of July, and I told Barry, I said, why didn't you tell me that I look like that? And he's like, I figured you knew. that I was walking around with a mustache. God. So, but I've been using this now. I have bought this Aveeno, this new, I've used it for a week now, and I like it. Aveeno, it's called, like, Skin Brightening Daily Facial Scrub.
Okay.
And it's supposed to even out your skin tone, and I'm very pleased with it.
Does your face not break out, though, if you change, like, face wash and stuff?
With this, it hasn't. Sometimes it will, because before, I've always just used Cetaphil.
Okay.
But I felt like I was needing some kind of scrub or something. I don't know why. My skin just was feeling... I don't know. And then it said I don't know, InStyle listed it as one of the good products.
Okay.
And then
What's it called?
Something about it.
Skin Brightening?
It's a Aveeno, but it's called like Skin Brightening, like Daily Skin Facial Scrub or something.
Okay.
And so it's a real fine scrub. It's not rough.
Yeah, I bought some of those real cheap scrubs when I was in college and scratched myself.
St. Ives. Did you get the St. Ives peach scrub?
The St. Ives peach scrub. And
it's
a little abrasive. Like
that's
now,
like taking some sandpaper to your face.
Okay, well, I may try that. You know, I'm always on the lookout for a good face wash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it because it kind of makes my skin smooth. And then I alternate. Like one day I'll wash it and I'll put self-tanner on my face. And then the next day I'll put like my Neutrogena retinol night cream on my face.
Now, are you still doing the thing with the olive oil and the witch hazel?
No, you know, I got all, I'll tell you why,
okay.
Because it's so messy. It just got to where it was like I was having to wipe out my sink every day because it had like an oil ring. You know what I mean? Like just all that oil. But it worked. I mean, I really liked it, but it just got to where I'd have to mix my olive oil and my castor oil, and I don't know. I lost it.
You know, I'm very loyal to the Eucerin moisturizer. I've used it, I think, ever since I got married. I was about to say 14, but almost 13 years. I've never switched. And you know, I've got this crevice, this wrinkle up in my forehead that really that I could put my keys in there if I needed to and go shopping.
That's not true.
And then, but it drives me crazy. Like if I just, I need just a little smidge of Restylane up there. I think it would make it all better. But,
I know.
But anyway, I keep thinking like, should I try to get one of those like anti-aging things but I don't know, because my skin's so sensitive, I'm always scared if I try to get too much going on in a moisturizer or a skin cream, my face is going to break out. So I'm just going to leave well enough alone.
It may be. You know what I thought really helped? Because I have one side, not on both sides, but you know those parentheses lines that go around your mouth?
I'm well familiar with those right now.
Yeah.
I've got one and a half.
Yeah, I have one side that's not bad, and I have one side that gets really deep, especially by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought this winter I used it with one of the oil of Olay.
I think I know what we're going to be doing at the beach. We're going to be at the drugstore.
Buying some product.
We're going to be in health and beauty aids. Put those children on the toy aisle and tell them that we're busy.
Exactly. Get yourself some bubbles. Mama needs to get her face cream.
I know.
But it's supposed to help with those. It's supposed to plump in. And that's with the Neutrogena retinol. But like that, it says that it's supposed to help and like plump up those lines around there.
Does it work? Can you tell?
I think it helps a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know. I heard Beth Moore say one time at one of the deeper stills or something that you should always use a product with some sort of retinol or Retin-A. And I think she's got great skin.
She does have great skin.
And so I figured that was probably a good way to go.
I'm writing down the word retinol, Retin-A on my calendar right now so I can remember.
Uh-huh.
That I need to pursue,
anything with,
pursue that option.
Because I think Retin-A you have to get a prescription for. But I think now you can get retinol, comes in a lot of stuff over the counter.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. There was something else I just thought of I was going to ask you about in terms of makeup or skincare.
I don't
remember what it was.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Mascara. I know.
I don't know what it was.
Well, it left you. Now, I am putting vinegar in my hair, though, all natural treatments, all natural beauty things.
And that's to kind of take everything out of it?
Yeah, it helps. I don't do it every time, but I keep a spray bottle of vinegar in my shower. And it's because our water's real hard here. And I will say it makes a big difference. Like, I can always tell my hair does great the days I shampoo it and I put the vinegar on at the end. And then I rinse it out.
Okay, you don't let it, like, set at all? You just spray it in and rinse it out?
No, what I do, I have a routine.
Okay.
I shampoo, as soon as I get in the shower, I shampoo, I condition.
Yes.
And then I spray my hair with the vinegar, but not around my roots because it'll make your roots kind of greasy or oily or something.
Okay.
So just like more like the end part, like kind of how you do conditioner.
Yes.
And I spray it all in and then I let it sit while I shave or whatever.
Okay.
And then it probably sits for a few minutes and then I rinse it out. And you just have to make sure you rinse it out because otherwise once you start to blow dry, I always know if I start to smell like a pickle while I'm blow drying my hair. And there isn't a hairspray in the world that'll cover that smell.
Oh, speaking of hairspray. Okay, so I was on the other night, I was on the L'Oreal website, and they had like a coupon for, and somebody told me this in my comments one time on the blog, that there was a hairspray called like Elend?
Yes.
Okay.
Elnet,
yes. Okay.
Yes.
Have you tried it?
I haven't, but I've always wanted to, but it was $15 a bottle, and I felt like that was pricey.
They have a $3 coupon, but you know what? I'll use the coupon, and we'll split a bottle at the beach.
Perfect.
I'll pay $6 for hairspray, but I don't know that I can't, not 15. But anyway, it looked like it was, I mean, again, fancy nights. It looked like it was fancy. It looked like it was special.
Well, it's got like kind of a 1950s looking like kind of,
you know,
bouffant.
All you got to do is make me think of Betty Draper, and I'm all over your
body. Oh, Well, because, I mean, you're not going to find a better beauty icon than that. But I've heard that that L-Net, I think it's been big in Europe for years, because maybe it's just... Listen, I'm about to tell you something that is going to prove I'm a sucker for marketing, because I think I remember reading in their ad.
It's been big in Europe for years. You're a copywriter strain. Just put that bait out there.
I do. I buy all of it.
Just reel you right in. It's been very, very, very well loved in Europe for many years. I think they've also said that about, what's that shaky weight thing?
I can't breathe.
We hadn't even talked about the shaky weight thing, even in real life.
I don't know what the shaky weight is.
You haven't seen the shaky weight?
No.
Oh, I'm going to have to send you a link. It's a weight. It's like a small little barbell. But you just put it in your hand and you shake it back and forth like a maraca. And I'm just going to send you a link. We can't even get into that.
What's it supposed to do? What's the end result?
And just record time. Oh. It's supposed to tone just in a quarter of the time that a regular weight would take.
Because it's all that shaking.
Because all the shaking. And, listen. We'll that'll be the next podcast. That'll be for May 2011. We'll talk about that.
Has it been big in Europe for
it's
years?
It's been big in Europe for years. And that's not even the thing I was thinking about. But anyway, okay, so the L-Net in Europe, yes.
The L-Net, because, okay, here's the thing, but I have to say on my product stuff, the other night, Perry, we were watching TV, and some commercial came on for this new Crest toothpaste, and it was like, a girl was like, oh, no, I'm getting married in 2 weeks, but my teeth are dingy, and it was like, miraculously, she just brushed her teeth with this Crest, and the whole time she drank wine and ate blueberries and had coffee or whatever, and her teeth were glistening white on her wedding day, and I kid you not, Perry looked at me, he just looked at me, he said, you're going to the store to buy that tomorrow, and I had just been sitting there thinking, oh, I'm going to go buy that tomorrow.
Now, what was it called? Do you remember? See, now I'm interested.
It was Crest, which normally I'm not a Crest.
No,
I'm a Colgate girl. But it was like Crest, and I want to say it was called like 3M or something. Maybe 3D. Maybe not 3M. I'm thinking that's office supplies. That's like
right,
post-it
notes.
And
Scotch tape.
Okay, I just Googled it. Crest 3D White Vivid Toothpaste.
So, you know, I have to be careful with stuff like that. And, again, David would – this makes him laugh. But any kind of, like, whitening product, with my skin, it makes me break out all around my mouth. I can't use, like, cinnamon-flavored toothpaste. I can't chew Big Red Gum, like, anything like that. But the whitening stuff, I get bumps all around my mouth.
Well, supposedly this removes up to 80% of surface stain.
So maybe if I used it, I wouldn't care. My teeth would be so white, maybe you wouldn't notice the bumps. They would deflect the attention from all the bumps around my mouth.
Yeah, people wouldn't notice the cold sores. They'd just notice your glistening white teeth. So,
and that is all that matters.
I don't know, but 80% of surface stains.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Because I did for a while after I got my braces off. I was real faithful to put those Listerine white strips. Mm-hmm. I would put those on my mouth like every night. But you have to be careful with those because they'll make your gums really sensitive too.
Yeah, they will.
But they did make my teeth whiter. Well, and finally, I don't know, something, the humidity in the bathroom got to them and they all kind of stuck together and I quit using them. Mm-hmm. But okay, so back to the L-Net, though. I do remember somewhere, probably from their ad, that American hairstylists have for years, who brought home L-Net from Europe because they know it's the best hairspray.
But they couldn't now. I'm here to tell you they couldn't now unless they put it in a suitcase because you'd never get that past security.
No, that's the whole problem. Mm-hmm. That's the whole problem. So if they would sell a little, but that's where I think companies, it would benefit them to sell like a sample size product.
Yes.
Because I would buy a sample of it, and if I loved it, I'd be a loyal consumer.
I would too. I would pay $15 if I really loved it.
Yeah, but I have to know. I can't just shell out 15 and it's too sketchy. What if it doesn't work?
No, I mean, you could have gone and bought a pair of 7 jeans with that $15.
Well, it's true. Because everything in my house costs
$15. Something the other day, and I was telling David about it. He said, how much did that cost? $15? And I said, it did.
Everything's $15. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Okay, so now I've got to find a product with retinol. I've got to try the Crest 3D toothpaste and the L-Net hairspray. So I go to Walgreens as soon as we hang up.
Yeah, I always say if I had unlimited money, the beauty products would be the thing I'd be the biggest sucker for.
Me and you both.
I mean, I'd drop some money on some clothes, I'm not going to lie, but the beauty products, because I would want to try all of them.
Well, because you just feel like you need to know if it does what it says it's going to do.
I know. Now, I've been using Amplify on my hair, and I think it really does do.
Okay, wait.
What it
does. What's Amplify?
Amplify is you buy it at the grocery. I think it's Redken. Is it Redken? I don't know. I don't know. Amplify. But it's like kind of a jelly kind of thing. Like you pump it. It's a pump, but it comes out, and it's like kind of almost a gel, but it's not as thick as a gel, but it's like a root lift, root booster. But that's all I'm using. Like
as Martha would say, it's a gel, but it's not a jelly gel.
Yeah, it's not a jelly gel. It's not a thick gel. And I just rub it in my hands and then, like, put it all through, like, my roots and then down the – and, I mean, it makes my hair so – like, I mean, I really – like, now I have – my hair is so full after I blow it dry that I have to, like, kind of pull it back for a while and let it calm down.
Okay, I'm getting that today.
Uh-huh. And it's good height. It gives you, like, really good height at your roots.
Okay, because, you know, I use that John Freda, the root awakening or whatever it's called, that stuff. But I'm gonna try this. Okay.
Yeah, I think the Amplify. It's good. I'm a believer. I'm a fan of the Amplify. The only thing I don't like about it sometimes is my hair tends to be dry anyway, and I do think it makes your hair feel a little bit dry.
Okay.
But the body is worth
it. Well, the vinegar will take care of that.
Well, that's true, and it texturizes it a little bit. I don't know. I just like it. Amplify.
Okay. I think at the beach we need to have like a beauty night. Like we need to do like.
Oh, that would be fun.
But I'm sure we'll have to do that because, you know, Alex is already like, you know, saying he's going to be outnumbered. It's lots of girls and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I
yeah.
think maybe if we could, I don't know.
Yeah, we could manage
do some
that.
Some mask or.
Yeah. And Caroline wouldn't. I don't think she'd really care about having a mask on. No.
Well, we could do it after they go to sleep. We could put a mask on and put some Amplify in our hair. And put on some fancy nights and
and eat our cream cheese.
Yes, and have a fancy night.
Perfect.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover?
I don't think so. Oh, when I was thinking about Redken hair products, I did say somebody emailed me, and they're like, you know, it's one of those things that like their aunt, it's like their cousin's aunt is Casey James's aunt or something like that.
Somebody left me a comment today and said we've got to find out what he's putting on his hair.
It's Redken products. I do know that.
Okay.
Because she said that whoever this is, I can't remember the relation, I'm sorry, but that her mother sells Redken products and that he saw her hair and said, oh, I want to use whatever. So they've shipped him a bunch of Redken products to use while he's on American Idol.
That's all the more reason to get some Amplify.
I know. But you got to think, I mean, I think Casey James' hair, that's kind of like Jennifer Aniston's hair. I mean, I think you could know everything she uses on it and it's still not going to look like that.
I just want to say, like, how she looks every year, she looks better.
She really does.
And that is not happening to me. Mm-hmm. But, of course, I'm probably not really following the same routine. Because I'm betting that Jennifer is, you know, she's probably not drinking Diet Coke and, you know.
No. And she's probably got a chef that keeps her in that zone diet, you know, where certain amount of carbs and all that kind of stuff. And I kind of always like to say, well, if I had that kind of money, I would have that and whatever. But I wouldn't because
I'd still
eat M&M's.
I mean.
Exactly. Because it's not so much money that I lack as discipline in that area.
Yes. But she does. She looks great. I always think she looks so pretty.
She does. She gets prettier every year. So, and she probably gets some Botox. I mean, I would say pretty much nobody in Hollywood doesn't do Botox, don't you think?
Yeah. You know how you asked me if I thought, we didn't talk about how you said you thought that Ramona on The Housewives, you thought she looked a little different. She looked to me like in that, when she had that purple on, she looked like she had maybe a little wrestling around her nose. Like, it was almost like that part around her cheeks and her nose almost looked frozen.
Maybe that's what it is.
She looked like she maybe had a little freshening up or something.
Yeah, and she did have on a lot of eye makeup in that scene.
And see, I kind of find, like, as I get a little older, like, I feel like less makeup is better. Like, I feel like a lot of times when you wear a lot of makeup, it just accentuates all the stuff that you really would rather not draw attention to.
That's what I think. Because I think I see women that are older, and I think they wear too much eyeliner around their eyes, like too much dark eyeliner, and I think it shows off that your eyes are, like, not as perky as they used to be.
And
it kind of...
Yes. I saw something a long time ago. It was, like, some makeover show, and the girl who was doing the makeup said she never puts eyeliner on the bottom for people who are who are under 25 because she felt like it makes them look older. And I've just held on to that sort of because I feel like, well, if it makes people who are under 25 look older, then it makes people who are over 35 look older. So I try to go real easy on eyeliner under my eyes just because.
That's true. Well, and I've heard that then, too, like makeup too thick can start to, it settles into your lines, you know, like your foundation, it starts to settle into your fine lines. And I think you can't go with too much. Like, I think the eyeshadow I'm using right now might be a little too shimmery.
Yeah, I think the shimmer is tricky.
I didn't mean for it. I didn't mean to get it. It was kind of a mistake.
I didn't mean to
it. It was an accident. Now, do you have to view it as a pencil on your eyebrows?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just use this a light brown. It's a L'Oreal something. It's like it's a pencil on one end and it's a gel on the other. Because one, my eyebrows are just as fine as my eyelashes. And so, but just to fill them in, I have to use a little bit of a pencil.
Okay. Because see, I think my eyebrows are thinning. I think I'm starting to have to, they're dark, but they kind of have gaps. So it's like where they aren't. Because they're, you know, my eyebrows are black.
Yeah, mine have gaps too. I always thought that was, you know, but they kind of always have, but it's gotten worse, and it's probably because of some really poor tweezing on my part. But
anyway, I
use a pencil. And I like the little L'Oreal pencil that I use. It's a good one.
Okay. Now, you know, I had my eyebrows dyed right before I got married.
You did?
Yeah, I did. It was weird. The guy that was doing my hair, we were going, it was our practice run for my updo, like to see, it was like for my portrait or something. And so we were practicing, and he said, oh, your eyebrows are so dark compared to your hair, because my hair's, you know, a lighter brown. And he said, we need to lighten up your eyebrows. It'll make you look softer in your pictures. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm telling you, it worked like a charm. I've never done it again since. But, I mean, it made my eyebrows, like, kind of more like my hair color. And it really did. He was so right.
How long did that last?
Until they started growing back out. I mean, I don't know. Perry always says that the month after we got married, I ruined myself because my hair was pretty much down past the middle of my back, and I went and got it all cut off.
Everybody does the post-wedding haircut, though.
I did. I mean, I got my hair just chopped. I mean, I think like above my shoulders. He was traumatized because it's like he had married this girl with this long hair and these light-colored eyebrows, and then all of a sudden I was back to my black eyebrows and my hair above my shoulders.
You got it cut. You got it cut. Was that a couple of years ago you got it cut? Not above your shoulders, but you got it cut shorter.
Yeah, that's 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. To my shoulders, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I was traumatized by that. I haven't had a serious haircut since then.
Listen, I'm telling you, I've never, between you and Ray, I've never been more self-conscious in my life about having short hair.
the long hair. But Reed's is that gorgeous color.
I know, it is. But your hair is so pretty. It's thick and long. If I grew my hair out as long as yours, it would look like two twigs. Somebody had tied together with some thread. I mean, it would be, listen.
But you know what it is it's like I always feel like people are like, oh, you need to keep your hair long. And so I do. And then when I get it cut, I don't really like it cut short either. But, I mean, I came within minutes of calling my hairdresser because I saw the picture, and I think it was the new people style of Reese Witherspoon and her bangs. And, you know, that sucks me in every time.
You can't make your bang piece.
It sucks me. No. I thought, no, because it's about to be summer, and I'm not going to want to have to mess with bangs and stuff, you know, short bangs in the summer. And I have to remember that mine don't look like Reese's.
But I have to tell you, now I can't remember where we were. Hold on. Where were we last? Okay, not New York. Where were we before New York?
In Nashville. I had bangs in.
I know. Wait,
is that what you're talking about?
Okay, I loved your bangs in Nashville.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I loved your bangs.
Okay.
I don't mean to complicate things for you, but I thought they were really cute. Because they kind of did that side swept thing, and it kind of made me think maybe I should get bangs. But then I thought, well, see, the bangs don't really work on short hair like they do on long hair.
Oh, I think you could have bangs.
Well, we'll have to discuss.
I think they could look cute.
This is a life changing discussion. We'll have to.
We could invest. You know, somebody sent me now. They have those little wiglets that create faux bangs. Maybe we could just get some of those.
I've thought about it, but I don't know. And again, you get back to, I love the option of being able to pull my hair back off my face in the summertime.
I know. Yeah, and that's kind of what sold it for me, because I was really tempted to go do it, and I may do it again. The thing with bangs, there's two things. Number one, it's more maintenance because you have to get them trimmed.
Right.
And in the summer, I just thought we spend all our time at the pool, and my hair's always in a hat, and I'm always having to, you know, and I thought I don't want to have to mess with, because if my hair's all longer, then it's like I can bobby pin my bangs, you know, I can, because I have long bangs, right, you know, that kind of are swept, but I can pin them off.
Yeah,
but if they're short,
say,
you can't really do that.
The bangs underneath the hat would drive me crazy, I think,
if
you can't move them to the side.
Yeah, so I thought summertime was a bad time to make that commitment.
Maybe it can be your fall renewal.
Maybe so. I'll renew myself in the fall.
Yeah, all right. Well, speaking of renewal, let's shut her down.
Okay, so shut her down.
I'm going to shut her down. I'm going to Walgreens.
All right.
I don't know what you're doing.
I think I told Caroline, I think in return for her silence for the last 30 minutes, I told her I'd take her up to the candy lounge to pick up some. So I'm bribing. I'm bribing my child.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
We'll talk to you. Okay, we'll see you next year.
Oh. Okay, yeah, see you next year.
Next year. Oh, okay, yeah.